The Extra Pack of Peanuts Travel Podcast, Episode 32. The Sea Life Center in Brighton is the oldest operating aquarium in the world. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Extra Pack of Peanuts Travel Podcast. And today I get to sit down with Andy Peck, the godfather of house sitting, the founder of TrustedHouseSitters.com, one of my favorite websites in the world, and also the key for you to start scoring free accommodations. You heard that right, free accommodations all over the world in some amazing places. You know we love that here at Extra Pack of Peanuts. And we're going to dig into all types of stuff in this interview that I won't get into right now. But Andy gives all the best tips and tricks of how you can do it, walks us through it step by step. Now, if you're listening to this podcast in the car or anywhere where you're not around a computer, I want to mention that in order to get the discount that Andy's offering Extra Pack of Peanuts listeners, thanks Andy for that, make sure that you go to extrapackofpeanuts.com/trustedhousesitters and use the link there. I want to make sure that you're able to take advantage of the special discount that you're able to save money. So go to extrapackofpeanuts.com/trustedhousesitters if you do decide to become a member of Trusted House Sitters, which I highly recommend, and make sure you save money and get that discount. Before we get into the interview, though, guys, I'm very excited to announce that we have just opened up registration for the fourth session of Frequent Flyer Bootcamp. And if you haven't heard about Frequent Flyer Bootcamp before, it is our flagship course here at Extra Pack of Peanuts and something I've personally spent hundreds of hours putting together and I'm very, very proud of. It is designed for people who have decided it's time for them to get serious about frequent flyer miles and who really want to start traveling the world for free. So if you're sitting there thinking, I get so frustrated when I try to use my frequent flyer miles or points, I can never seem to book the trips that I want, or you're thinking, how the heck can Travis take so many awesome trips for so little? Well, here are all the answers. The course is a month long, but allows you to work at your own pace and has three main features. The first feature is 15 high-definition professional video tutorials that walk you through step-by-step how to do everything in regards to frequent flyer miles, from how and when to open and close credit cards, to how to find availability for tickets using miles, to even how to add free one-way tickets onto flights so you can take more vacations for even less miles. In addition, you'll also receive multiple spreadsheets and charts of all the intricacies of frequent flyer miles, such as which airlines to avoid booking with and stuff like that. Second main part is the live weekly question and answer conference calls with me and the rest of the frequent flyer bootcampers so that you can ask any question that you have and you can get an answer immediately live. I can't stress how important this is. And also, if you can't make the conference call, it is recorded and then sent out to you the next day. So you're always getting instant access to an expert to get any of the questions you have as you're going through the bootcamp answered right away. The third main feature is an incredibly active private Facebook group for Frequent Flyer Bootcamp members only, where we each share tips and tricks that we've learned with each other. The best part about this is that you're a member for life, so when the month is over and the videos stop coming, whether you have a question now or a year from now, you are still a member of Bootcamp. You can continue to get your questions answered immediately by me and by the other experts of Frequent Flyer Bootcamp. I cannot tell you how proud I am of the first few sessions of bootcamp. We've had over 40 students go through and already they've booked crazy tickets such as a family of five going literally around the world for less than $80 each, $5 flights to Hawaii, 2-month honeymoons to Thailand and Bali for under $100, and all types of other awesome trips. And that's the best thing about bootcamp, that we are actually booking real tickets to real places that you specifically want to go. So at the end of bootcamp, you know that you'll be going to wherever your dream destination is, whether it's Hawaii, whether it's Bali, whether you want to go around the world. We're going to help you book those tickets to those dream destinations during bootcamp. So it's real actionable stuff that we're doing. Of course, I should also mention that the course comes with a 100% guarantee. If you don't learn enough to book over $500 of free airfare, and just to let you know, it's going to be way more than $500 of free airfare that you're going to learn how to book, but I will gladly refund your money, no questions asked. If you're interested in signing up, I would urge you head on over to extrapackofpeanuts.com/frequent flyer bootcamp. Hurry up though. Registration is only open for 4 days and we purposefully cap it at 30 people to keep it very small with no exceptions. So if you do want more info and you do want to sign up, head on over extrapackofpeanuts.com/frequent flyer bootcamp. I look forward to whipping some of you into frequent flyer shape. All right, let's jump on into this awesome interview with Andy Pack. Hello, travel nerds, and welcome to the Extra Pack of Peanuts Travel Podcast, the show that teaches you how to travel more while spending less. I'm Trav, the creator of Extra Pack of Peanuts, and with me today is the founder of one of my favorite travel websites in the whole world, and whose daily emails always get me dreaming of where I'm going next, Andy Pack from TrustedHouseSitters.com. Andy, thanks so much for coming on the show, and welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Andy, in the last 30 episodes of this podcast, we've had a few people come on and discuss house sitting a little bit, including Delene Heck from Hectic Travels, and most recently, Nora Dunn from The Professional Hobo, and I know you know both of them. But now that I've got you on, the godfather of house sitting, we're really going to delve deep into this world of house sitting and what it's all about. So for people who aren't familiar with it, can you start by telling people what house sitting actually is?
Yes, well, very simply, there is a common problem that is faced by home and pet owners around the world. When they go away, they want someone to look after the house. They want someone to look after their pets. And I guess there's a common problem, which we've all seen firsthand as well, which is travel's expensive and we'd all lovely like to stay in those lovely places. So there's a way of bringing both things together so that we enable homeowners to find house sitters to find homeowners via our website, trustedhousesitters.com. And it works in an extremely altruistic kind of way. So the idea is really it's a level playing field, i.e. I'm coming in to look after your house and maybe your cat or your dog, and you're getting somebody to look after things for free. And the beauty of the site is that we get housing opportunities, currently over 1,000 a month, in some incredible countries. In fact, probably about 60 countries at the last count, and rising all over the world. So you could be looking after a dog in Hawaii or a cat on a beach in Mexico, or you could be looking after a 5-bedroom, £5 million house in Mayfair in London or Tuscany or wherever.
Very cool. So walk us through then the actual process of house sitting. You've touched on a little bit from, you know, someone coming to your site for the first time, looking to sign up, and then the steps they take and then how a house sit actually happens and goes through and is confirmed, finalized, and then done.
Okay. So the most important thing to understand with the way that our site works and the way that house sitting works in this scenario is that you as a registered house sitter with Trusted House Sitters receive an email every day, as you kindly mentioned earlier. And it's exciting for us every day as well as everybody else because we have no idea what's going to come on. So the other day, something came up in Mongolia or Dubai or Tuscany or whatever. So when a house sit comes up, you need to be a registered member. You need to have a listing on our site. And so you need to have joined the site, paid a small fee so that you receive this email each day. And then you can apply for as many house sits as you like. So it's a really easy process. You go to Trusted House Sitters. There's going to be an incentive for your listeners as well via Extra Pack of Peanuts to actually help people to become a house sitter. Very easy. And then you receive this alert. And then when you find a house sit that you like the look of, you just apply. You just send an email via the site and you say, this is me and why you'd like to house sit. And they'll write back to you. And hopefully the two things are compatible. You guys can talk on Skype or work it out and go from there. It works extremely well. Most people that join our site find a house sit. Most people that join our site find more than one house sit. And a lot of people are traveling around the world enjoying house sitting or just enjoying a staycation in their own region because you could travel, for example, I don't know, 2 hours away, travel to New York City. We've just been house sitting in a place on Fifth Avenue opposite Central Park. And you know, it's just the cost of the fuel to get there. And then you're spending no more than you would normally spend. So it's very, very easy. I would say that if you want to go on the site, I would say get the registration done. So you're getting the alert. So you're getting to see what house sits are coming through. Get that first of all, because you don't want to then see that that place that you really wanted to go to in Provence, stay in that chateau, has just gone. So get that sorted first of all. And then at any stage, you can edit your listing. It's very, very easy. It's very self-explanatory on the site. You get a lot of extra information to tap into. You can upload photos. You can apply for references. And it's very accessible as well. What we do is we always try and encourage the site to be easy to use for people, but also you've got to start somewhere in terms of experience. So if you haven't done house sitting before, that's fine, because you can join the site, you can get a couple of character references, or maybe an employer's reference or ex-employer's landlord's reference, something like that. Maybe do a house sit locally, so then you get a reference back via the site. And then it just rolls off from there. So it's really easy.
I think that's an important point, and I'm going to actually pick your brain a little later about specifics that people can do to score their house sitters, but I think you make a very important point that just register. I think then you'll see how easy the site is, and that's why I'm a big proponent of your site, Andy, is because it is so user-friendly. You get the emails, and you can see what's out there, and I think that once by seeing the depth of the house sits and the quality of the house sits that are out there, it's going to blow people away. Because before I started doing this, you know, you figured, oh, maybe there'll be a few things here and there. And there are so many house sits, and some are just absolutely incredible that once you get registered, you know, you immediately then like, well, I should put up a good profile because I really actually want to go to that villa in Tuscany or whatever it is. So I would echo your sentiments. Just register and start going.
Exactly. I think it's important to say that we started this business because I discovered house sitting. I discovered, I could not believe, I looked after this beautiful place in Galicia in Spain, and I just couldn't believe how difficult it was for homeowners to find good house sitters. And what I would say, and one of the reasons that I started this business, is because I didn't really do this for any kind of monetary benefit, because the house sitting, that is. I didn't look to do that to say, oh, great, you could go somewhere and earn 20 bucks a day as a house sitter or something. I would far rather the idea that I'm coming in the house of somebody that lives in, let's say, Costa Rica. They've got a beautiful home. And as I said, we're doing each other a favor. So we're on it. There's that mutual level of respect. And I think that's really, really key to it. I think that's what works really well. So people go the extra mile. So you might go and stay the night before, and they're showing you around and saying, you know, this is where we keep the pool cleaning stuff, or, you know, we like to take the dog along the beach and he likes this, and so forth. So you're getting all that information. We're very lucky, my partner and I, Rachel, who have started this site, to have traveled extensively all over a lot of the world. But what I like about house sitting is the spontaneity. It's kind of pick the travel book up and throw it in the bin, because you are never going to know what is around the next corner with house sitting. And that is the appeal. It is the spontaneity of getting this email alert and then turning around and going, oh my God, there's suddenly somebody that needs a house sitter for, I don't know, a week in Verbier, or, you know, somebody needs someone to go to Argentina. Hey, we go to Buenos Aires in 2 weeks. Let's do it. So that's the fun bit. Or just if you're planning a holiday ahead. And one of the big, big, big pulls for the site as well is the opportunity that enables people that are retired. It's fantastic because, again, you know, if you're long-term house sitting or you're taking a career break, that's amazing. There's an increasing number of people that can work from anywhere in the world. So if you can work from anywhere in the world, hey, why the hell not work from a beach in Hawaii? So that, again, is exactly the same thing. Stick your laptop in your briefcase, or in your briefcase, in your backpack, and off you go house sitting. And it's great. And the homeowner will love it because you're there to look after the dog, and you can enjoy having an office that doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
So it's good.
And you talked about, I think, the two awesome points about it is the authenticity of the experience, because you are living in a local's home. I mean, you're going to see things that you would never see had you gone as a quote-unquote tourist and stayed in a hotel, and the spontaneity of it, and the idea that, like I said in the intro, they come across my email and I look at them, I just think, man, I could literally go anywhere and do these house sits. And I think that's really cool. And you talked a little bit about your story and why you started it. Can you tell us then how you found that first house sit you said, you know, that kind of was the genesis for you making it easier for people to find house sits. But how did you find the first house sit then?
I Googled the hell out of the internet, and it took me ages to find it. And I found it on some random listings thing, but it wasn't easy. And it just seemed to me that there needed to be, you know, we're not the first at doing what we're doing. There's a couple of other sites out there. But what we've done is we've worked really hard, and we continue to work really hard to bring the best house sitting website for the people that use it. Now, what's really important to us is probably right at the top of the tree is to make sure that it's very transparent for everybody. It's a very level playing field. We need to make sure that we provide something that homeowners come to and say, okay, this is good. This is a site that I can trust to find someone to look after my home and pets. So it's really important that we provide all the information for them so that they're reassured, so that more of them will list with us, and more do than any other house sitting website in the world. I mean, you can do the Pepsi challenge with it all day long, but we are getting a growing number of house sits all the time, and we haven't even started. For a house sitter, what's really important for us is that they find a house sit, because we're in the business of trying to make people, as many people, happy as possible. And we've helped facilitate to date over 250,000 house sitting nights. If you put that into a number in terms of hotel accommodation, probably something in the region of about $20 million worth of hotel accommodation across the world. So what makes me happy is when I hear from somebody that says, hey, you've enabled me to have the retirement that I always had. You've helped me go around the world and travel, because even those stinking dorm rooms are getting expensive these days, and I can have some downtime and stay in a luxury place and actually chill out and wash my clothes and relax. Or I can just enjoy a great holiday, or I can just travel in my own backyard and see what's around the corner here. So all of those things are really important. So what I'm getting at is that we need to provide as many house sitting opportunities as possible for registered house sitters on our site. And so not only do we get more house sitting opportunities, but very, very importantly, we get a higher ratio of house sitting opportunities per registered house sitter. And that's something that we always continue to work towards increasing, because from a business point of view, it makes absolute sense that the more house sitting opportunities that we find for our members, the more happy members we have, the more they continue to tell more people, and in turn, more people join the site and so forth. And a lot of house sitters are now looking for house sitters for their home as well, and vice versa. So yeah, it works really well.
So you've kind of spoken to this a little bit. How hard is it to actually get a house sit? Because I know you have some numbers out there of people who are registered and how many house sits they get and stuff like that. So if someone was to say, all right, well, I'm on the fence. A house sitting sounds awesome, but how sure can I be that I will get a house sit? What are some of the numbers there on your site?
Okay, well, let's talk about a couple of givens. First of all, I think when you go to do house sitting, there is going to be often a little bit of pet sitting involved, not in every house sit, but in quite a few. So we're working on the basis that at some stage in your life, you might have had a dog or a cat or looked after one in the family home or something. We're also working on the basis that if you're going to join our site and create a listing, you might want to put a photo up about yourself, because it would be like joining a dating site otherwise and being an invisible person. You're not going to get any dates. I think what's quite good as well is perhaps to put at least one reference, maybe a character reference or something. So if you do that, you basically put a photo up on the site and you just take a little bit of time just to write something nice about yourself. We did a recent survey and over 75% of people found at least one house sit within the first 6 months. So for a joining fee of, I think, about $40 for 3 months, 75% of people are finding something that's potentially saved them hundreds, if not thousands, worth of dollars. So I'd say that's a pretty reasonable opportunity.
A good return on investment. And you touched upon the next question that I really want to ask you. So what are some ways that people can set themselves apart from the crowd? Because you said there's a lot of house sitting opportunities per house sitter, but still, you know, there are some that are going to be more sought after, right? So what are some ways that people can set themselves apart from the crowd and really give themselves a chance to score the house sit that they want, that comes up that they just think, all right, this is the one I want? And sure, they might not get everyone they want, but there has to be some ways that they can help themselves.
Okay, number one, and this is not a pitch, it's just a fact, be a member. This is the bit that people do not get, because If you go on our site and think, wow, there's some great places, I'm going to check back in 2 months when I go away, and you see that place that's got 100 acres of beachfront on the beach in Cannes, and we've had it, the chances are some people might have already applied for that. However, if you remember and you get the information about it, you can apply for it. So the number one thing is be registered. Number two is get that listing in place, and so it's got information about yourselves. Make sure you've got some good photos on there. You want to think about the fact that people are looking for someone that they trust. Be real. Be yourself, which is, we wouldn't want anything otherwise. You know, you really want to be thinking about reassuring the person with why you would be an ideal house sitter. And I think being prompt with a response is good. And often a homeowner will, you know, take a number of responses and then get back and so forth. But I think it's getting that information through and getting back promptly to inquiries.
Yeah, and I think you spoke about this a little bit, and I think this is key, is references. And so for anyone who hasn't been on the Trusted House Sitters site yet, basically you create a profile like you would on many other social media sites and stuff, where you put a picture, or you can put a picture, and it's highly recommended. You put your name, you kind of write about yourself, and then there's a spot for references where people can write about you. And, you know, when you first join, you obviously don't have any house sits under your belt through Trusted House Sitters because you had just joined. But there's a lot of ways you can go about getting references. And I know for me, I had watched, you know, friends' houses, people that I had already known, and I didn't really consider it house sitting. It was like, I mean, it was house sitting, but because I had made those connections on my own, I didn't think about it. And then someone said, well, you should really get them as references. So can you speak a little bit to references for people who haven't done house sits, for people they don't know, like through Trusted House Sitters? It's really important to have at least one or two or three references on there. Who are some people they can ask, and why is it important to have references?
I would say that, well, it's very important that you've got the facility now to have references on the site, which is something that, that nobody else is doing. And so, again, it gives more reassurance for homeowners. I would say that you could ask a landlord, you could ask an employer or an ex-employer, you could ask a colleague, you could ask somebody that you know in a professional position, or like you say, maybe you looked after someone's dog or cat. Get a character reference from somebody. It doesn't matter. I mean, it could be your doctor, your dentist. It doesn't matter. I mean, the important thing is the more information that you provide, the better. And the references are all done via the site, so the homeowner understands that, you know, it's not just something that you upload yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, we want integrity, we want credibility, we wouldn't tolerate anything other than that. But the great thing about it is if you just make that little bit of effort, then you're really lined up to hopefully find a very good house set.
Yeah, and you will see on the site, I did a little bit of a scan the other day of people who are in my position, like a couple who is looking to house sit, you know, early 30s, and you'll see that there's a small percentage of them that have a ton of reviews. You know, they're obviously very, very veteran house sitters. They might have 50, 70 reviews, but it tapers off very quickly to people with one or two or three reviews. And I think, like you said, if you put the effort out there and you ask people to review you that you know, whether it be a friend whose dog you've looked after or a house sit you've done or just an employer, you could get four or five reviews and kind of put yourself in that next echelon pretty quickly, right?
We show people's listings on the site by order of, there's a pretty simple algorithm that basically the amount of information that you've put on about yourself puts you higher up in terms of where you appear. One thing that's actually a great thing to do, but it's certainly not a compulsory thing, and you have every chance of getting a house sit without it, but if you take your iPhone or your phone or whatever and just want to make a 1 or 2 minute video about yourself or yourself and your partner or something like that, that speaks miles as well. And we provide the opportunity to do that. And the great thing about this site is that with things like Skype these days and so forth, people can then say hello and they get a feel for who it is they're talking to.
I 100% agree. The video option that came up about a year or year and a half ago, or it just pushes you even further than if you do make a video, because every little bit of effort that you show in your profile, people are going to say, well, obviously they're going to show some effort with a house sit, right? That's the whole point.
It is, but I would say that there's a lot more people that don't have a video on there that do. So I certainly wouldn't feel, you know, if you don't feel comfortable about it or whatever. We make it very easy to do, but it's something that you can always add at a later date as well. And it may well be that, I don't know, you know, after a year or so, you think, yeah, why not? Let's make a little video of places we've been house sitting.
And like we said, you know, the first step is to register and put a profile up. everything can be added in steps. You know, you probably want to get a picture up first right away. Everyone has a picture on their computer, but then you fill out your profile. Then maybe you add stuff. Then you get references, then a video or more pictures. So I do agree, Andy. It makes it very easy to keep adding on. And if you do that, you'll feel more comfortable in the long run and score more house sits.
We had a couple who came on our site and they wrote about the fact that it took them 8 months to find a house sit. What actually happened is it took them about 7 months and 2 or 3 weeks to join the site after a lot of deliberating, and then 2 weeks to find this absolute pad in Koh Samui with infinity pools and everything. And they were like, why did we wait 7.5 months to do it? They just found something straight away. So, but hey, they got a great place. So that's good.
That's awesome. And I know on the site, there's more numbers and you can see on Trusted House Sitters, but there's a number that really struck me as really neat. And it said 95% of both parties are happy with the house sit, right? You know, the house sitter and then the house owner. What are some things though that the sitter and owner should iron out before starting? So you've gone through the process, you're actually going to be house sitting for someone, or you're at those final stages of figuring it out. What are some things that you should think about before you go on a house sit? Because obviously it sounds great and it is great, but there's probably a few things that can make sure that it works out in the end.
Okay. So I think that it depends if you've got a short or a long-term house sit. I think if internet's really important to you, and it is for most people these days, you might want to just check that you've got a strong Wi-Fi signal. Incidentally, what's actually fantastic about the house sitting scenario is that increasingly you get more house sits in more beautiful houses and more exotic locations because they're the people that are in need of house sitters. But, you know, sometimes if you're on this tiny Caribbean island of 600 people, you might have to compromise a little bit on the Wi-Fi signal. So you just have to ask questions around practicalities like that. I think just find out if there's any nuances, if there's anything that you're going to stay in a real home. You know, you're going to stay in somebody's house, and 99%, well, I don't know what percent, but certainly a lot more than not, the wow factor when you get there is incredible. But I can't guarantee you that if you go and stay in a Hilton, that there's going to be two little soap things on the dish. And I can't guarantee you that you're going to have a pair of slippers under the bed. But then again, if you want to spend 200 quid a night to stay in a Hilton room, you're more than welcome to. I'm not necessarily knocking staying in a hotel room, but I think that the reason that people want to go and house it is because they want to stay in a real place and get under the skin of a local community. So you want to ask what's around where you are, because say, for example, you might want to go to Costa Rica, and rather than just staying in one of the big resorts, you might be staying a little bit off the beaten track. So what's the facilities around there? What is there to do? Is there anything that you need to know about the local area? It may be that someone's just decided to get off the grid. So is that right for you? Do you need transportation? Will they provide transportation? And a lot of people do. You obviously want to ask, and this is a very important point, which I should have made earlier as well, you want to ask about the pets, because at the end of the day, that is often the motivation as well for the homeowner. They want someone to look after their pets. So you want to find out what the requirements are for pet sitting, because this is the serious bit, is that if you're going to somewhere to house sit to look after somebody's pets, you have a level of responsibility in terms of carrying that out. So that is really important, and you have to take that seriously. It should be fun, right? And go and look after a dog on a nice beach somewhere in, I don't know, Vanuatu. It's great fun walking that dog along the beach, but you just need to know that maybe the dog needs to be taken out twice a day, or you know, the cat needs a tablet in the morning or something like that. So it's all very straightforward, I'm sure, but it's just something you just need to ask and just check that you understand exactly what it is, what the requirements are of the house sit, and how long somebody wants you there for as well, and just agree that. And normally people will arrive often the day before just to get to know each other, normally over a bottle of wine or something like that. Quite often people, you'll obviously be there when the homeowner comes back, but you know, maybe spend an evening together afterwards. And it's great, because great friendships form out of this, because I think that people tend to pick like in terms of, you know, when a house sitter is looking for a house sit and a homeowner is looking for a sitter. So you generally end up knowing this person probably better than your neighbor by the time you go in the door, because you chatted on Skype and it's nice to sit down and share a drink and say hello.
Yeah. And I will say one of the neat things about Trusted House Sitters is for most of the house sits, they are very thorough, the owner, because the owner knows the more thorough they are in their listing, obviously the candidates they'll have to sift through are less because they're getting, you know, you're trying to get a specific person in to fit the needs and all. And, you know, there's been some that I've seen where they've been very explicit, like, you know, this will be a tough house sit, because I think there's one that comes up often in Thailand where, you know, it's like an eco lodge and you only have water for a certain amount of time and, you know, you have a generator and stuff like that. So there's really remote, crazy ones, which are great. And then there's ones that are, like you said, in the middle of a city that you're getting an apartment that's, you know, pretty much with all the modern conveniences. So it runs the gamut. But I have noticed that most homeowners who are serious about getting a house sitter are very thorough in what they're asking for, because it's going to help both parties then. So
exactly. And I think what's fantastic as well is that we get so many house sitting opportunities, not just off the grid, but in, you know, the big conurbations as well, but in different parts of them, which is great for traveling, particularly where accommodation is normally very expensive.
Yeah. And obviously a ton of house sits come across your desk each day. And that's the cool part, is you're always getting new ones come up that you know, you don't know are going to happen. What are some of the most memorable ones you've seen to kind of whet the appetite of people here and give them an idea of, you know, kind of what's out there?
Okay. My favorite house sitter that we actually took a couple of weeks out in November last year, and we were snowboarding in Breckenridge, and we were looking after a beautiful mountain pad, six bedroom place, looking after two gorgeous dogs, hot tub on the deck, Christmas snowflakes coming down, boarding every day. That was unbelievable. But every day we get cracking house sits on our site. So we've had Chateau in France, we've had places on Caribbean islands, we've had some incredible homes in Australia, South Africa, Bali, the kind of live-in, sort of indoor-outdoor type places that are huge. A lot of places generally are quite sizable, quite luxurious. We've had some fantastic house sits. We don't actually get to house sit much these days at all because we're too busy running the business. But we did actually have an opportunity to house sit on Fifth Avenue opposite Central Park, looking after a beautiful multi-million pound mansion flat, a lovely dog and cat. And that gave us a great opportunity to get under the skin of New York and actually live like a local there, which is, you know, what the site is about. I'm trying to think. We get a ton of stuff in Europe. We're getting more stuff on the site in Latin America, Southeast Asia. We get a bit in the Middle East, Dubai and Oman. A lot in New Zealand, some really fantastic houses in New Zealand, Fiji, Canada. How long have you got? I think you get the picture.
It really is, you said, about 60 countries, and that can fluctuate depending on what comes and what goes. You know, there's usually a lot in Australia, a ton in Europe, especially the UK. And, you know, you're starting to get more, like you said, in Latin America, Southeast Asia, and stuff like that. There's also some in America. But I have a question, I guess, for you, since you are the godfather of house sitting. Why do you think, and this might be hard to pinpoint, that there seems in my mind to be less in America than in Europe and then even in Canada for the most part?
Well, first of all, if we have this conversation in a year's time, I don't think that you'll be saying that.
Okay, good to know.
There's a lot of things going on in the background at the moment that will be changing that. I think it's just that house sitting was probably adopted earlier in Australasia. There's a lot of opportunities. We've been based in the UK. There's a lot of opportunities in the UK and in mainland Europe, which is actually great for people visiting the UK, mainland Europe. Although we've had less opportunities in the past than the US, it is actually our fastest growing market. So it really is growing. Actually, it's the caliber of the places that are just absolutely fantastic. So some really, really cool places in California, Nevada and Colorado, Florida and so forth. So yeah, really good. I'm getting a lot of stuff in a lot of really lovely house sitting opportunities in British Columbia, Toronto, in, you know, various islands and so forth. So really good.
Yeah. All right. So we've talked a lot about house sitting here, Andy, and about travel in general. I know you're very passionate about it. And you've been mentioning kind of stuff happening in the background. So I'll put you on the spot a little bit here and ask you what you have in the pipeline with Trusted House Sitters that people should be looking out with professionally. What kind of stuff, if you can give us a little bit of a hint of what's going on. And then also personally, what are you working on and where are you looking to head off to next?
Okay. We're actually heading to Lisbon tomorrow to go and meet with our team, and we're just strategizing certain things. And we're going to be doing some film work over in Spain with some various people that have been house sitting and so forth. We bolstered our team behind the scenes and we're doing more. We're growing in terms of the backroom of Trusted House Sitters. And so that's going to take a little while to trickle through. But what we're going to be doing is a lot of work on the site, a lot of work with taking awareness out there to different parts of the globe, and much more awareness into existing markets. And that will basically translate to a lot more houses, a lot more opportunities.
Yeah, very cool. And like you said, new opportunities every day. And I've already mentioned, I love getting the daily email because it just opens up a world of opportunity that you don't know exists. Every time it comes in, even if I'm being super productive at that moment, I click on it, I read through it, and I think, you know, any of these I could be in at any point. And I think that is the real beauty of Trusted House Sitters, is it's a win-win-win for everyone, from the house sitter, the homeowner. You know, it's just a great, great, great site. So I want to thank you so much, Andy, for coming on the show. As you know, I'm an absolutely massive fan of Trusted House Sitters. I love what you're doing. Before I let you go, remind people one more time how they can come find your site. And I think that you also have some sort of gift or discount for Extra Pack of Peanuts listeners, which we're obviously very gracious for.
Absolutely. So basically, if you go onto the Extra Pack of Peanuts website, we'll have information about a small discount that you can have to join our site. It is very reasonable. It will cost you less than a night's accommodation to join the site. Right now, there are people house sitting in literally hundreds of locations across the world. So, yeah, get involved, check it out, and see for yourself the opportunities. And we hope it works really well for you, because that's what we work relentlessly towards, is lots of happy customers, because that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah, and we'll be putting that discount in the show notes on the site for this podcast, and we'll link up everything. It is very self-explanatory when you go to trustedhousesitters.com of how to sign up. It's, you know, anyone can do it. I figured it out on my own, so that goes to show you that it's pretty simple. So
once you join as well, we provide a lot of extra information that's got a lot of it. It really is. We've got people house sitting on our site up to the age of in their 90s, so it's really straightforward.
Yeah. And Andy, thanks again for coming on. I can't wait for tomorrow's email to get me dreaming again in my next house sit.
Fantastic. Great to speak to you.
Thanks. Hey guys, if this podcast has piqued your interest in house sitting, and really who doesn't love getting to stay in awesome places all around the world for free, I will specifically tell you, I'm a member of Trusted House Sitters myself. I have tried out other house sitting services, and I prefer Trusted House Sitters over all of them. It's the fastest growing. It has the most house sits per house sitters, which means you have a better chance of getting the dream house sits that you want. And it's the most user friendly. So I would highly recommend that you check out trustedhousesitters.com. And of course, don't forget, Andy is offering Extra Pack of Peanuts listeners a special discount. You can only get that by going to extrapackofpeanuts.com/trustedhousesitters. So if you are interested in joining Trusted House Sitters, and again, it does have my seal of approval, I do recommend it, make sure you get that discount. Make sure you're saving money by going to extrapackofpeanuts.com/trustedhousesitters. And on top of getting free accommodations, why not add free flights? Don't forget, I have just opened up registration for Frequent Flyer Bootcamp, which only comes around a couple of times a year and is your key to learning how to maximize your frequent flyer miles. You'll get 15 high-depth videos. You'll get access to live question and answer sessions with me each week to ask any question you may have. And you're going to become a member of our private Bootcampers Only Facebook group. The best part, I'll work with you one-on-one to help teach you how to book tickets to wherever your specific dream destination is. So instead of just teaching you theory, we'll actually go through step-by-step how to book you the tickets you want, whether that's Australia to scuba dive the Great Barrier Reef, Italy to sip wine in Tuscany, Bali to lounge around on the beaches, or wherever it is that you want to go. I don't want anyone who is interested to get left out, but registration is only open for 4 days, and the class is capped at 30 people on purpose to keep it a small group. So if you're interested, head over immediately to extrapackofpeanuts.com/frequent-flyer-bootcamp. Look forward to whipping you into shape. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us for another edition of the Extra Pack of Peanuts Travel Podcast and making us one of the top-rated travel podcasts on iTunes. Until next week, happy free travels.